Welcome back to Kelly and Cassandra Live. We are getting personal with Richard Jaffe. Richard, I wanted to ask you, now you have three children of your own. Have you been able to get them to understand your message of inner peace and happiness?
Absolutely. I've written a poem for each one when they were born, when they were born in Bat Mitzvah. I think they go through their own struggles of growing up like anybody else. But I think that my wife and I have really shown them good examples. As you know, because you have kids, kids don't listen to what you say, they watch what you do.
Right.
So I think, you know, they've all had their struggles growing up, but I think they're all such mensches and really great people. I learn from them every day. So I've been very blessed. We've been very blessed.
Absolutely. And Kelly and I were talking about your success to significance. Are you going to write a book about that as well?
I'm actually in the middle of writing a book. I actually give a talk to MBA students, business school students, called 10 Ingredients to Happiness and Success in Business and Life. And actually on my website, richardjaffe.net, Richard J as in John, A F as in Frank, F as in Frank E, .net, you can see it. And I talk about what I believe are the 10 ingredients, and it goes to both business and in life. And people can see it there as well.
So can you give us a few of those 10 ingredients? I could use them.
Well, I think, A, one is controlling your thoughts. Another is focusing on the positive. My favorite is connecting with the heart. And another is taking responsibilities for my thoughts, feelings, and actions. A good one is, you know, do today what feels good tomorrow.
So when you say connecting with the heart, Richard, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's person to person.
Okay.
So talk to MBA students. Selling is all about relationships. There's a great saying, Kelly, that says, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Oh, that is that is
so
true.
Just all of life is just really about relationships and caring, whether that's being successful and caring about customer or employee, or whether it's caring about your friends, your kids. It's such a, so anyway, I also say, find a passion and follow it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, I just go through 10, and so I'm taking that speech and actually putting it into a book. Yeah, this year, actually.
It sounds like it's going to be a bestseller, Richard. And we're hoping that your poetry book will be as well. I know you want to share a couple of poems, and one of them is A Boy Becomes a Man. You say that's one of your favorites. Can you share it with us, and can you also tell us why it's one of your favorites?
Sure. So I wrote this 30 years ago, more actually, when my best friend's father passed away. So it's my, and I'm fortunate my dad lived 30 more years, and I've worked with him in business. So many times people will tell me they shared it when someone else's father passed away. So let me share it with you. And I know you have women and men listening to the show, but it's one that's very special to me. And it's called A Boy Becomes a Man.
Okay.
It goes like this. A special kind of love attracts a father and a son. To share the wisdom of experience is a task that's never done. From the moment we can crawl about, he teaches us to stand. For the rest of life, he's behind us to provide a guiding hand. For those of us so lucky to work together and to share, there grows a respect and admiration no other love can quite compare. For side by side, we struggle to build security and wealth. Always remembering life's road to happiness must be filled with love and health. Yet one day it must happen that a father pass away, and though his presence on earth is gone, his guiding hand will always stay. Already he has taught us of the courage to be strong and how to stand for what we believe, though sometimes we'll be wrong. So when you face adversity, search for strength to make you bolder. Reflect upon the guiding force whose hand rests upon your shoulder. For on the day your father died, a new stage in life began. Because on that very same mournful day, a boy became a man.
Mm. Wow. That's
very nice.
Beautiful, Richard.
Now, when you write something like this about, did the words just come to you in the middle of the night? Are you? Does this take days, hours, minutes? How does a poem come to you?
Yeah, Kelly, that's a very good question. Some of them, I feel like I'm just a vessel. So that one, I was so moved, and he was my best friend at the time. I had a great relationship with my father, and I sat down, and the words just started flowing. I felt like a vessel just trying to capture them. It took me an hour or so to put them down. It then took me several weeks to go back and to sculpt it each word had meaning and the rhythm and things like that. But, you know, sometimes it just flies, and sometimes I sit there trying to just describe and project myself into someone else's emotions and how they're feeling. And so, you know, that's one of my favorite. Many people share with other people when their fathers pass away.
Sure.
There's only one father relationship, and, you know, Cassandra, you have boys. I don't know, Kelly, with your situation, but when a boy and a father have a relationship that's good, there's nothing like it.
Or when, or a daughter with its father, too, you know, and their baby girl. And
daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
And, Richard, why do you think that writing poetry is so effective as opposed to just journaling something for someone, in your opinion?
Cassandra, I think everyone is different. Some people paint, some people sketch, some people sing. I mean, poetry is what's come to me, so I think journaling is fine also. I find, for me, the poetry forces me to get down to the essence of each word and of each emotion. It just gets me deeper. I also journal and write as I go through life, and it's wonderful to go back and read it, but it doesn't have the same depth. It doesn't force me to look inside. I think so many of us sometimes get lost, including myself. We start looking outside to other people for our answers, and I only find questions in the outside. When I really want to find answers, I need a little solitude. I need to look inward. And for me, it's a chance to write it down because it forces me to put into words what I'm really feeling.
That's wonderful.
And again, it's a passion. And whatever our passions are, life is so short. We just have to find that lust for life, that find a passion and follow it. And when we find it, just hold on for as long as we can.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, Richard. Richard Jaffe, co-owner of the Phoenix Suns and author, thank you so much, Richard. We're going to give out your name of your book again and your website, which is richardjaffe.net.
Yes, your book, if you didn't forget, Richard, for everyone else, Inner Peace and Happiness, Reflections to Grow Your Soul, which is awesome. Inspirational Poetry by Richard Jaffe. Thank you so much for sharing, and what a great way to be able to express yourself and then be able to help so many others at the same
time.
And you have great people that Arnold Palmer, World Golf Hall of Fame. I mean, you've got some great people that are behind you talking about how great your book is.
It is. It's definitely something you want to have on your tabletop and let people read through, Richard, because Kelly and I thoroughly enjoyed the book. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I have go ahead. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
No, go ahead.
You go ahead, please.
No, you go.
The book is a great book, but people also read it on my website. All of it's there. It's really about sharing and people learning and sharing and caring.
Excellent. So they can get the poems on the website as well.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And my quick question to you is, who do you have in the NBA Finals? Who are you picking, Richard?
Oh, we knew she'd have to go there.
I just think that San Antonio has the best coach and the best rebounding.
Okay.
You normally need to have the best coach, the best player, and the best rebounding, 2 out of 3. It's not the best team that wins. It's the team that plays the best. So I think it's a series is up in the air, but I think if the rust knocks off and they make all their shots and they play disciplined, I think they're probably favored to win. But still, it's only one game and it's early.
Okay.
So I just want to see great games.
Well,
thank you, Richard. I'm with you in that camp. Thanks
Richard
so much.
Richard Jaffe, everyone. Inner Peace and Happiness. You can get his book, Inspirational Poetry by Richard Jaffe. And we can find that on Amazon.com?
It's on Amazon and as well as on my website.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much.
Richard. Come again someday.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. Thanks. We're going to come back. We have Sharing with Cassandra. And then it's Let's Talk. And we're talking today, do fans really care if professional athletes use steroids? We want to get your comments. We have some other comments. And we also have something just a little bit funny also to share with you. So more of all that coming up next. And look forward to sharing with Cassandra right after this break. Right here on 1380 The Woman, 1380thewoman.com with Kelly and Cassandra Live.
You're listening to 1380 The Woman, St. Louis's only all-woman talk radio station. It's time for traffic and weather on 1380 The Woman.
South 270 stop and go between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Looking at brake lights on West 70 between Earth City and the Blanchett Bridge. Not as bad eastbound 270, congestion from 367 to the chain of Rocks Bridge. 55 north from Park to the Poplar, congestion. South 55 at Butler Hill, got a stalled vehicle off into the right shoulder. Eastbound 64 tightening up between 14th and the Poplar. Westbound from Ballast to Mason with some slowing there. Still looking at complete closure of the southbound lanes of 67 between Clark and 94 because of that flooding issue. They have northbound. You're sharing the northbound lanes. Two lanes serving traffic for both directions, really causing you some hassle, though. Partly cloudy, low of 59 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 79. Traffic's brought to you by Missouri Lottery. When you play the Powerball and Mega Million Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery, you could win up to $100,000 instantly, and you could also win Powerball and Mega Millions tickets, giving you a shot at the multi-million dollar jackpot. Every ticket gives back to education, so play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. I'm Deb Snyder from Total Traffic.